People already have to undergo background checks before they buy guns from federally licensed firearm dealers, but not if they buy guns at gun shows or over the internet. A bill Democrats introduced almost a year ago would require all gun purchases to go through federally licensed gun dealers. Madison Democratic Representative Therese Brousseau called on majority Republicans to act on the plan, listing the sites of gun tragedies to emphasize her point.
After Columbine, this legislature did nothing. After Virginia Tech, we did nothing. After Aurora, Brookfield, and Oak Creek, and Tucson, this legislature did nothing. Now, a year after Newtown, we have done little. We have done some, but we have not done enough.
Also backing the proposal at a Capitol News conference was Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, who said he was not there to speak against the ownership of firearms.
I'm a hunter. I'm a registered firearms dealer. I open my range every year for citizens to bring their firearms to ensure that they are safe and able to handle those firearms. I'm here as a lead law enforcement officer and the chief law enforcement officer in Dane County, to ask all of our lawmakers to come together on a common sense bipartisan bill.
Surveys last year showed as many as 89% of Wisconsin voters support background checks. But gun groups warn the bill could lead to other restrictions, and a spokeswoman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely to advance this session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.